Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, 22, 2008. Israeli military imposed on Wednesday a curfew on the West Bank village of Al-Farah as the settlers' attacks continued against Palestinian farmers. In Gaza, the ruling Hamas party is expected to give response for the Cairo's paper on national dialogue with the rival Fatah party. This news and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military imposed two-day curfew on the West Bank village of Al-Farah near Nablus city. A large Israeli contingent made up of 20 vehicles invaded the camp earlier in the day as soldiers searched Palestinian houses. Media sources said that the curfew was imposed after two explosive devices were thrown against an Israeli military vehicle earlier in the day. No casualties or arrests were reported. Meanwhile, as armed Israeli settlers' attacks on Palestinian farmers in the West Bank continue unabated, Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad of the Ramallah-based government voiced backing to the Palestinian farmers, urging such farmers to steadfast against the settlers' attacks. From his part, Fatah lawmaker and deputy of the occupied East Jerusalem, Hatem Abdel Qader, warned of what he called the stage of defending the settlers' attacks. Attacks on farmers come as the Palestinian farmers pick olives, considered to be a major source of income for the Palestinian population. In Gaza, the Israeli military closed all Gaza's border crossings today until a further notice in response to what Israel said a homemade shell fire on nearby Israeli towns late at yesterday night. Hamas lawmaker in Gaza, Moshir al-Masri, said that his party, along with other Palestinian factions in the coastal territory, will determine the fate of an Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal in a couple of months to come. According to the six-month-long ceasefire reached in June, Israel was supposed to reopen all Gaza crossings gradually, regularly, but so far it has not. On another note, the Hamas party said today it would deliver its response to the Cairo's paper on national unity talks held in Cairo recently. The Hamas's three-member delegation to the talks will return back to Gaza soon. Ismail Ridwan, a Hamas's spokesperson in Gaza, was quoted as saying that his party has some reservations to the Cairo paper, mainly clauses relating to truce and negotiations with Israel, which are not a part of the conciliation requirements. In another separate development, a fighter from the Sarai al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihadi group in Gaza, was announced killed today. The resistance faction said yesterday night that one of its fighters was killed during a resistance mission in central Gaza Strip. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and Hussam Qassis.